the Secretariat wishes to make the following point, that preamble is just an introductory note to this agreement, and we of course have Article 1 scope of application, and this is exactly the article that clarifies when this convention applies and when it does not. The Secretariat also wishes to make the point that the way that the preamble as the introductory note is formulated should be fully in line, so the other word will be consistent, with what is in the scope of application. So you should take note of this. I don't want to move the screen up and down so that you don't start feeling dizzy in this temperature, but if you would like to look at what is in document 2023-1 at page 4, the lower part of that page is the scope of application. I draw your attention to the fact that we have this new proposal that refers to three issues, that this new provision shall apply to entire journey covered by contract of carriage, when A, the uniform rules concerning the contract of international carriage of goods by rail, so SIEM, if B, the agreement on international railway freight communication, so SMGS, and we also have C, bilateral or multilateral agreements between contracting parties. So we have three, three situations when this new legal regime or this new convention would not apply. So if you think about it, and here maybe I will say something different than what we just have heard from COTIF, in that context, actually what is proposed in the middle provision or paragraph actually is consistent with what possibly comes in the scope of application. The Secretariat also believes that for the first paragraph, if you would agree that the second alternative is used, that means by rail between Europe and Asia, it will be consistent also with the new title that you have just agreed upon. The one thing that the Secretariat believes may be confusing is reference to Euro-Asian corridors. The question might be what is meant by Euro-Asian corridors here in this agreement. The Secretariat sees no issue with the adjustment proposal that the note is taken of COTIF, and we also should have note taken of SMGS, I think, to be consistent and inclusive, and also no issue with the last addition, conscious debt, with only making sure that both OTIF and OSJD are spelled out. Thank you.